The other reason why we are called to honor the saints is because they remind us of the ordinariness of holiness. I fancy that if someone was to come from most of us here, and certainly it would apply to people who are not practicing Christians, and were to say to them that their aim and ideal in life was to be holy, they would think that either you were pulling their leg or that you were making a joke in not very good taste. But in point of fact, holiness is the norm of life. Holiness, living in the fear of the Lord, is the thing that we are made to be. And when we depart from that standard, then is abnormality entering into our lives. And therefore, we ought to accept the truth that the ideal which is set before us, whoever we may be, in whatever way we employ our lives, is to be saints. And it is something that is quite contrary to nature, quite contrary to the scheme and purpose of things, that anybody should fall short of that standard. Be ye perfect, says our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't say that to a few special people who are picked out to live particularly holy lives. He says it to everyone. And therefore, this church, standing in your midst, should be a reminder of what it is to which we are all called. And Paul speaks to the saints at a particular church. And there, of course, he is not referring to the special way in which we use that word. He is referring to the faithful. But in point of fact, there should be no difference in our minds when this word saint is mentioned to us between people who love God and people who live specially holy lives. There are indeed those people whom we commemorate specially in the calendar of our church who have achieved to some heroic virtues in the Christian life. But by far the greater number of saints are unknown, and we honor them at this time. Our church has rather unfortunately given the impression that saints are people who lived a very long time ago, that there have been no saints in the last 300 or 400 years, and that they are rather unnatural people whose portraits we have seen rather stiffly, dressed in rather archaic robes, in the windows of churches. We have got to break away from that idea. We have got to realize that God calls all of us to sanctity, and that in every generation, including our own, there are many, many people who have responded to the call of God and have achieved that holiness of life which is their natural vocation and which gives them such peace and joy in themselves and something which radiates to all around. We have here a most beautiful and interesting new church, one to which you have looked forward for so long and which now is complete and dedicated in your midst. We give thanks to God that he has brought us to this great moment, that the means whereby the church could be built have been provided, that we have called upon all the skill of architects and builders and craftsmen in order that it should be worthy of its high purpose. let it stand then in your midst, glorying in its dedication to all saints, to remind us of what it is that God calls us to be. Not something remote, not something unachievable, not something reserved to special people a long time ago, but a way of life immediately relative to each one, which we can achieve through Jesus Christ our Lord within the fellowship of his church and through the means of his grace.